posters 12.1 and 12.2. Summer was a busy period for the women of Rømø. Almost all the men were at sea, so the women had to help each other and perform a great deal of work together. The larger farms had to summon help from the mainland. At times, it was necessary for everyone to work together, for example, filling holes with soil, seaweed, or heather, which was harvested by hand. The cleanup of common watering holes and village ponds was also a communal activity. Gathering berries was important. Cranberries, blueberries, and crowberries were the most important sources of vitamin at the time. They were eaten freshly picked, or juice and marmalade were produced from them. The collection of fuel was also time-consuming. There were almost no trees on the island, and it was therefore important to save dried animal dung, as well as heather and beach turf, for a wide range of purposes, such as heating, cooking, road paving, dikes, and roof ridges. Heather was the most common raw material for these purposes, and it was harvested with a special hoe known as a bigge. 5 to 6 loads of heather were required for one large farm. A large plot of heather was needed, particularly as heather takes 10 years to be available for harvest again. Heather turf was stored in the attic above the kitchen. Some places had a hatch in the ceiling from which the turf could be thrown down directly into the kitchen. Turf cutting was performed on the sandy marsh and between the dunes, where the turf was particularly good. The turf was extracted using a rake and a turf spade. Then the turf sods were dried and finally stacked until they were dry enough to use. It was heavy work, including transporting the turf home. Manure was carefully collected in the summer, after grazing and the time left over after the harvest. The manure was excellent fuel for kindling in the fireplace, but the smell was certainly not charming. The women had a constant struggle against sand drift and had to build dikes and fences. Sand drift was a serious problem that destroyed the harvest and could bury the buildings under several meters of sand. It was therefore necessary to collect the sand into large mounds that were then secured by covering them with seaweed and marine clay. Dikes around dwellings were built of marine clay, seaweed, and sticks. Lyme grass was planted on the top to stabilize the dikes. Maintenance of the properties also had to be carried out in the summer. Painting and whitewashing was necessary, and the masonry had to be patched up. Lime for the mortar was produced by burning mussel shells in the dunes. This material was called burned lime. It was very strong and contributed greatly to the old building's fine preservation. Beekeeping was practiced from ancient times by keeping the bee colonies in beehives. The hives were made of straw using a technique known as coiling. An important part of the work was capturing the swarms, which was relatively easy on Rømø because the bees stayed in the vicinity of the gardens where there were trees and shrubs growing, and these were the only found close to the farms. In the 1700s, bees began to be kept in trough hives with foundation combs. Each bee colony would supply 3 to 4 swarms during a summer. In the autumn, a good sturdy family was selected to spend the winter in a hive that was secured by covering it with straw jacket. The rest of the bees were sulfured. That means exterminated with sulfur. Then the honeycombs were cut out of the hive and the honey was harvested. The honey was either eaten with the wax or pressured into pure honey in a honey press. Honey was extremely useful as a sweetener and a particularly useful diet supplement that was rich in minerals and vitamins and was long-lasting far into the winter season.